With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Emergency responders help residents escape high water from flooding in Charleston, South Carolina, after the National Weather Service reported record rains.
Senior meteorologist Brian Adams.
That record amount was 3.63 inches. That's a calendar day. And that beat the old record of 1.43 set in 1948.
He also says high winds were an issue as well, blowing out windows and ripping off roofing at least three businesses. The Charleston Fire Department says it responded to at least a dozen incidents where vehicles were sinking. The department also helped relocate 13 people from vehicles or floodwaters. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, United States deploys Marines to beef up security at the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince and to evacuate non-essential personnel. Guyana's president said world leaders, including those in the U.S., should meet with the Caribbean officials over the Haiti crisis.
To urgently address this state of affairs and all other matters critical to the stabilization of security and the provision of urgent humanitarian aid to the people of Haiti.
More than 280 Nigerian students have been abducted.
Women, children and students are often targeted in mass abductions in Nigeria's conflicted northern region for ransoms. A woman in Kuriga, Kaduna State, Wales, begging for help after gunmen attacked a school and abducted at least 287 students. Locals say the assailants surrounded the government-owned school just as the students were about to start the school day. Security forces and officials later arrived in the village as a search operation unfolded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Research shows that teachers' unions are out of step with parents and teachers' views on gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Council said the data confirms that this has no place in public education. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israeli archaeologists unearth a rare 1,900-year-old coin. Israel Antiquities Authority said the coin was discovered near the Dead Sea. It features a date palm and is engraved with the name Eleazar the Priest in ancient Hebrew script. On the reverse side of the coin was a cluster of grapes with the words, "Year One of the Redemption of Israel." This is SRN News. The Middle East franchisee of Starbucks has begun firing staff at its coffee shops across the region.
The firings occurred after the brand found itself targeted by activists during the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. The Kuwait-based Al-Shaya Group issued a statement acknowledging the firings. It's a private family firm holding franchise rights for a variety of Western companies, including the Cheesecake Factory, H&M, and Shake Shack.
Jeremy House reporting. Declined to answer questions about how many employees it was firing. Once about 1,900 Starbucks branches had employed over 19,000 staff. OpenAI is reinstating CEO Sam Altman to its board of directors. Spokespeople say that it has full confidence in leadership after the conclusion of an outside investigation into the company's recent turmoil. More details at SRNnews.com.